Wednesday, the last thing we spoke about was the Nebuka Yosef. Let's go back to it again, because it's a little bit sensitive. It's on Yud Ches Amar Aleph or Nun Beis in the new Gemaras. It's on Nun Beis, column 1, and the power of Ulafi. Him Toma, Mikomakom, Hoika, Mishalos, Chat, and Bom, Dvorum, Zion, Gimel. So, since Esther Malach Hashverish, she heard of Yavar. Yet Shloma, number 1, En Chasnas Baonis. That's not marriage. She's going to die otherwise. We'll kill her. That's not really a marriage. But then is the key line. And therefore, the lav erva, lo yehorba meliyava. We always think any isa bia is yehorba yava. He's saying no, gili arayis. Not every isa bia is gili arayis. Not marrying a non-Jewish person. That's it. It's a terrible isa. It's a horrific isa. It's not gili arayis. Especially if we're talking about the case where the woman is Jewish, marrying the man who is goy. The children will be Jewish, as we saw in the Ramban already last week. Now, let's analyze this a little bit more. So, we have some, I can get you Mishnah Lamelech, so I'm able to do that. Today's big Mishnah Lamelech day. In funny places. Not all what you'd expect it. Hilchas Yom Tov, of all people, Hilchas Yom Tov. What? Hilchas Yom Tov, did you say? Yeah, Hilchas Yom Tov. Watch this. Watch. A long discussion. Quote a Gemara in Yevamos. Watch this. Michti hodaraisa hodaraisa. Mali yisa koris, mali yisa lav. What's the difference? The derisa is a derisa. Koris, what's the difference of koris or lav? That's his topic over here in this essay in Mishnah Lamelech. Okay? Oh. Fine. Watch this at the end. With Perek Ben Sora, Agamor, the Hugavra, Uvda Hugavra, the Hello Libotina. Let's see the Gemara again, since we may have forgotten since last time. Ayin Hayim and Aleph. What does it say there? The Gemara says, as Chazir again. So the man was obsessed with a woman, and the doctor said, if he has beer with her, he'll live, otherwise he's going to die. So let him die. Let him stand naked. Let him die. Let him talk from behind the mechitza. Let him die. Some says Eishesish. Some says Pnuya. Watch this. Fish on the mandama Eishesish. Hoysa shopping. And the mandama Pnuya Hoysa. Michael Lehi. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech. Quotes his Gemara. Igal Emedak. The Pnuya Nami Kol Sheinam Yucheres Lodam Echad. Asura Midoraisa. Luchule Alma. Kimavuam Reishuchas Ishus. He's making a very tricky statement over here, which I'm not going to go into completely. You see what he's saying over here? If she'd be miuchedes lo demechad, maybe you wouldn't be awesome with the rice. The chulei alma. According to the rabbi, guy's a living girlfriend. Living girlfriend. According to the rabbi, it's awesome with the rice. Not everyone agrees with the rabbi. But stam kacha, everyone is of the rice. So he claims. So therefore the question becomes, okay, mali yisalav, what's the between Yisra Meshesish, which is Issa Karis, and Issa Lava Pnuya. V'yesh liyashev, v'yemashikosav Rava Magid, Reish Perek, who? I'm missing over here. Should be Reish Perek Chafalev, Vilchus Issa Rabia. Oh, what's there? You have to look it up. Rebbe say, he gives a terrorist, doesn't tell you what. No, you know what says the Rava Magid Mishnah? You don't know. You They don't know the Magen Mishnah by heart. Perek Chafav and Chisisur Rabia. Let's look it up ourselves. Right? Now the Mishnah Mech told us where to look. So let's look. Kol HaBo'al HaErevim and Arayas Derech Eivorim O Shechibik V'Nishik Derech Tava. I think we saw this on Wednesday at the end. V'Nenev B'Kiruv Bosor Harit HaLokim and HaTorah. As it says, L'Sikavu L'Gal HaSerevim L'Sikavu Dvorim HaMevi Eli Degili HaErevim. Good. Says the Magen Mishnah. Okay. Sefer Mitzvahs. It's Rama's Loshon. To have pleasure, physical pleasure. I feel it below beer. Kagon, chibuk, vendishuk, vadom lehem. Catch this now. Ipu'ulos hamamikim bezima. These kinds of physical contact, which is a mamish leading to arayas. Can I use an expression? Sexual contact. It's contact, right? It's not a beer itself. That kind of stuff. It could lead to be a mamish. What means Baruch? El kol sher b'sara lo sikav legal aserva. Loshem sifra. Nema beli shem b'didas tumas lo sikav legal aserva. Also, en li ala shalo yigal min ayin shalo yikra. Tamal lo ma lo sikra. En li ala nida shi b'bal tikra. U b'bal tigal. Min ayin lechol arayas shem b'tkal tikra b'bal tigal. Tamal lo sikra vu legal as all arayas. Nibnei zeh cause of kan. Shem chibek o nishik eret aloka. And he brings a raya here, only a rayas. I understand very well. This is what the Mishnah Melech is referring to. The Magad Mishnah said, Rabbi Osai, that there are certain chumas by Gili Arayas. They only apply to chayv increases. There's normally no difference in lav and kares in general, but there are. We all know there are certain averis which apply to chumas, apply to gili arayas as a category. What are they? Here's one. What's the one? Lo sikavu. Not every woman. Grusha with a kohen, so he wants to play around with her without having beer. It's not an issur d'arayas according to the Rambam. Exact same thing if you did it with an issur nida with someone else's wife. Would be Nisa Darayas, but that's called Arayas. But Grusha the Kohen, Issa Lav, it's not called Arayas. That's the difference between. Okay, so again, generally, Lav and Kohen are the same, but there exists a category of Gili Arayas, which is different, because there's a category. Of course, Kohen is the hallmark of Gili Arayas, it's a general assumption. Generally assume that if it's generally if it's kares, it's rabia, it's called gili arayas. If it's no kares, it's isa b, which is not gili arayas. So that's why it's a difference. Not because of the kares as such, because of the category of gili arayas. Nafkamina what? For no sikav legal aserva. And of course the Yorva Yavar. That's the context of what we're discussing right now. Okay? Here's what he says.
Is no sikav
a case in the area? No means you didn't do the gili arayas mamash, which was no bia. But there was a kind of touching which is can lead to bia. That is what the Torah prohibits going to the Ram. It's a Torah prohibition. But only if the woman is an Erev. She can be a woman that you're not allowed to live with, but it's only Yisrael Av. That's what we saw in the Mishnah Melech. It's a different category. We'll see soon. Okay, fine. Okay. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech says. It's a very important Mishnah Lamelech. And it's the Magen Mishnah says, based upon this Mishnah Lamelech. Fine. The difference in Pnuya and Eshes Ish, are Lav and Kares are the same? No, Pnuya is not a rice. And Eshes Ish is a rice. Now we go back to our Rambam. Yisodei HaTorah. Perikei. We're familiar over here. Look again in the Mishnah Lamelech. Look at this now. Goes to a whole discussion. Quotes our Gemara at length. Look what it says. Watch carefully. Amalav dafli yilrais bilvad amru. Lechida bepnuya. I feel b'dibur b'alma. Okay. So isabia the rabbanon is a kal v'chomer. What's this? Hagoyin ra'am b'tshuva. We all mizrachi. A real case. Kohen nasa chalutza. The chalutza is that isa the rabbanon. Gush is the raisa, chalutza is the rabbanon for a kohen. But ansu shlolotzia, they put a gun to his head. Don't you dare divorce him. He's every time he lives with his wife, he's over and he said a terrible Issa the Rabbanon of Chalutza. Hey Shiv, the Yevshul Lava Machmas Onus Maman. Vod Afilu Besakonis the first Shistor Min El Bishar Averis. Out of the big three, one of the big three, Shalosh Averis, Kabon Azor Gash Chazdamim. Lo, the Kaimelan the Chol Averis Shabbatar Afilu Amelan Ad Lodom Ad Lavra Al Yehor Yav Al Yehor Chut Mishalosh Elu. V'yafal Gav Yisach Chalutza Alam Ad Rabbanon. Vayna Bechal Gili Arayis. Look what's going on now. Mikomakom came the Easter Bihu, where Bechlal Gili Arayis, the Chutz Miavod Azor, the Yerash Chazam, I mean, Lav Dafka Hani, who did Abizraya to do? What's the right from Al Gemara? What's Al Gemara? She can't even talk to her. Diba Mi'alma. So there are, right? It's part of Abizraya. Kolshke Minyun Didan. There, he's just talking to her. And they answered it, Al Tzab Israel, Kavachom, and he said, be in the Rabbanon, etc. That's a Chiddush Niflun, the Ra'am, Rabbi Yom Mizrach. Keep that in mind. Chiddush number one, Ayin and Marin Beis Yosef, Yoredei Kuf Tzadi Hei, we mentioned at the end of the Shia on Wednesday. Ramban said, also Leval, Lemap, Mashesh, Defek, Ishto Nida, Miu, and Mechol, and Besukin, Vanchem Rof, Machem, Maktsas, Mitzvarov, the Sharmish, and Pikuach Nefesh, the Tamei Ozil means what? He's the Shitosa. What does that mean? The sum of the Negias neither ain't a sum of the Rabbanon. He holds a little sukkah, but doesn't mean just touching of any sort, only being. Aval Rambam the Negias Arava Asurim and Atorah. Hoch afal pi sheyesh bo pikuach nefesh. Hemshel the osim shem da bizrael di leraitz v'sorachi and adkan. Beis Yosef wants to say your wife should die. Rather, you feel a pulse if you're a doctor. Pile ploy mamsh. Pile ploy mamsh. So, what comes over here? Amazing cool, amazing kumra. The cool is the what? The cool is what? Hold on. No, two kumras, no? First kumra is a what? That a chalutza. Is Abizrayu the Gili Arayis. Whereas, if it's the Rabbanon, even if it's the Rabbanon, it's Abizrayu the Gili Arayis. Then he says, when it comes to Negiya, it's only Abizrayu the Gili Arayis going to the Rambam, not according to the Ramban. Vindira just ain't there source of Yerab? What do you mean? The Mizrahi said, Rabbi Lelah Mizrahi said, even Mr. Rabbanon is including Yehor Vayava. And over here he's saying Chalutza, that's Chalutza. Here he's saying, a shtickle shitos of Beis Yosef, that touching your wife to feel the pulse is not a Yehor Vayava according to the Rambam, according to the Ramban. Why? Because it's the Rabbanon. Wait! But the Mizrahi said it doesn't matter, it's the Rabbanon. That's the foot that in parentheses. No. The Shadi Nidon Maran Zal, the Marmis Beis Yosef. Ain't Kavanos Soldavar Al Das. El Rufus Ishto Kamachavin. What's he saying? Have in mind for Rufus Ishto, then we're makel by the Rabbonans. Well, the Havir Al Das, he's forcing you, not for Rufus purposes, but for other reasons. Other reasons, Rabbosai? Other reasons? Such as, stay with this chalutza, I'll kill you. Even at the Rabbanon. Interesting. Avarisi lashach, kufnun zayin, sekon yud shekosef, mikom makom, mashma de be'erba de Rabbanon, chulial mayav al yehorek, uposhadu, chemashim be'es Yosef, ad kan. He's saying the be'es Yosef's kula, the be'es Yosef's vort, that if it's the Rabbanon, it's not only in the case of Choli, would apply to a case of Anos as well. Even Laver Al Das. You have no hanah from it. You live with, you co live with this chalutza. There's no physical pleasure in it. He wants it, she wants it. Break the religion. So there, this Mizrahi said, even though it's the Rabbanon, Yavor, and the Shach says, no. Every Rabbanon, Yavor, Yahorik. Even in the case, talking about the case of Ones. Let's take a look and see what that Shach says in Kufan Zion. Simcha, you make sure we're not making a mistake. Zion. Sivkot Yud. Baklavi Alma. Kosa Gemara. Kosa Gemara. So the Bukayos is over here. We just saw it. That's it. Abbas Rizer Agbayab. The Rambam holds the Minyan Mitzvahs. Shin and Gimel. We saw this language before. So this is the Raisa. Fine. Ramban disagrees and says, no, only be a Gemura. And then Megillas Esther doesn't like the Ramban, likes the Rambam. The Chain Nirali says the Shach, that the Rambam is right. How do you know? From our Gemara. From our Gemara. Helalibotina. Helalibotina, Rabosai. Must be a daraisa, because if the shach assumed it would be the rabbanon, it wouldn't apply it then if you heard by yava. This is an assumption. Oh, it's the only loka b'derech tavo biya against the beisoyes of kuf sadehei that if you feel your wife's pulse, there would be an is a din of what? Oh, v'yehoreg v'yal yavar. Then he says, "Erva de Rabbanon, Chulial Mo Yavav La Yehorek." That's the Pashup Shatz against the Pashup Shatz against the Rabbanon Mizrahi. Anyway, here's what it says. Fine. This Mishnah Lamelech, this is the Shach. Go back to the Mishnah Lamelech. One could say different than the Mishnah Lamelech. Let's chazer again. What did the Mishnah Lamelech say? Mishnah Lamelech said, what's the distinction that he drew? Parentheses. When do we say Yehorek by the Rabbanon and when not? So he says, in Maran's case, you could say, Rufus Ishtaka Machavein. So you would not say Yehorek by Yav. Whereas, an onus with a gun, you would say Yehorek v'Yav. The truth is, I would have said against Rav Yosef Karo, which was what others say, Shach sort of said it, that the idea of filling the pulse would not be an Issa D'Oraisa at all. At all. We saw the Lashon Rama before, only Derechiba, Tava, things of this nature. We spoke Subas last year, we saw Machlekas. What happens if there's some affectionate touching? But nothing to do with Arias. I think about Henkin the younger, Bnei Bonin, has a tshuva we saw about Hora dancing. They had an Eretz Yisrael, I think he was about a rabbi and someone Bet Shan. They danced the Hora, the guy that was always considered the man with women. Said, he's not for it, but it's not Yehorek v'Yavar. All the signs say it's wrong. The signs are wrong. That's not the kind of kirva that's included in the Rama's category that we saw. I think he's right. So it seems, therefore, that any negia, which is not that which can lead to be a mamish, even though it's not filling the pulse. The three categories, filling the pulse is nothing. That's just medical. Then there's a horror dance or some other thing like that. He's got an example he gave, which is usur. Negia shalom b'derechiba. It's mutter. It goes there by ishto nida, because they're familiar with each other. But for other women, it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon Shuva about going into the subways, rush hour, sardines, mutter. Shaking hands, Rabbi Shimon writes, well, it's hard to rely on a cooler because maybe it's really his Bederach Hebrews. We saw last year, Chaim Berlin is maker. Shuva of Chaim Berlin. That it's not affectionate, it's just business, and it's for the purpose of Derech Eretz. He is Megal and Hashem, and all the scream at Zerug Vayava. He obviously didn't hold that way. So, then the question becomes, what will happen in the case of Negiya Shelo B'Derech Chiba, Asit Rabban? So the Mishnah Melech wants to make a suggestion that if it's for medical purposes, it's Mutter, and if it's, the Beis Yosef implies, whether the guy has a gun to your head, it would be awesome. That's a very important cooler. Comes out that for any medical purpose, there's a leniency. It's quoted Shulchan Aruch in the Chasnida. Kuf Tzadi Hei at the end. If the woman is sick, the man is permitted to pick her up, you know, whatever kind of... Now, of course, you could argue that's just a non-affectionate act. But not so posh as non-affectionate, because after all, you know, husband picks up his wife out of the bed. So this is some effect. It's not doing it for the affectionate purposes right now. But you can't say it's like taking a pulse. I would say it's more than just taking a pulse. It's still permissible in the Shas HaTzchak. Shulchan Aruch says he's taking care of what has to be taken care of. And there could be cases in which even more than that would be mutter if it's a Shas HaTzchak gonop, major Shas HaTzchak. Preserve a marriage to enable the children to come into this world. Things of this nature. There can perhaps even be leniencies in the Rabbanans, of which would otherwise be also with the Rabbanan, for that purpose. Along the lines of the Omekil, help pick up the woman from the bed, things of this nature. If she's a Nida, that's stam for a Chola. Kavachomer, if it's more than just a plain Chola, Shemba Sakana, it's the whole marriage is at stake, or having the family is at stake. Perhaps it's be moved more to be Omekil, even something which is a little more. Again, not Chas V'Shalom in the Rambam's case, where it's Yisur D'Oraisa, which could be Yehoreg Vayav Al Sapas Raya. But Yisur D'Rabbanan for Chole, that's what he's saying of a distinction. For Yisur Kamachave, that's his intention. So there's room to be made even a little bit more than the case of the pulse, if the need is greater. But won't go into more details right now. Fine. Good. Rabosai, the Ramban has many kashas against the Baal HaMor. Let's review them quickly and see the answer and analyze it for a minute. The Baal HaMor, as you may remember, says, Achidush Nifla, that the Hanos Atzmo does no din of Yehoreg Vayava when it comes to Gilui Arayos. That's the Achidush of the Baal HaMor. The Ramban asks many kashas. Many kashas. One of his kashas is, what do you mean? If a person wants to survive, he's doing it for Hanos Atzmo. There's no gun here. Right? And we all know that a person is not permitted to... Well, take a look over here. It's found over here in page Nun Aleph in the new print. Everyone has a new print? Who has the old print here? Oh, man. Maybe Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. But in the new print, it's a new paragraph. V'chein hod armina b'psochem chafei. V'akom v'shrav v'chutz v'gili arayis. And so too, Rabbah, so all these situations. And the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Beis, Huber Shericha Bosa Kodesh of Sachazir Machilin wrote of Atzmo Shein Lechot Ovam and Pekuk Nevesh, Chutzmi Avoda Zogi, Rai Shrichas Domim. Against the Baal HaMor. So the answer to the Baal HaMor is given, Rabbi Osa, Brother Ran, in Pesachim, which we saw, the distinction between a gun and a choli. When did the Baal HaMor say that there's no din of Yehoram Bayavar when it comes to Hanas Tassel Bagili Arayas Rebosai, if it's for to cure an illness? The cure an illness, Rebosai. The cure an illness. Again, so the cure an illness, Rebosai, is going to be awesome no matter what. Die. He knows Hanos Atzma. Guys, a gun to your head for Hanos Atzma, for his own purpose? No, Rabosai. The gun to your head, that is the idea of breaking the religion. The whole idea of the gun to the head is you want to break the Jewish religion. You can't give in. You can't give in. But, so therefore, even though it's one of the big three, if he does it for his own private, personal, physical pleasure, it does not rise to the level of breaking the religion, because he's just doing it for his own pleasure. But if someone is sick, or both sides, an illness, then the Easter was so chomer, even if I know Satsal, the din would be Yorgoyav. So writes the Ranam Psochem to answer the kashas of the Ramban against the Baal HaMor. Where do you find a similar concept? So a similar concept is found in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. A similar idea. May a person be machber on himself, Rabosai. May you be machber on yourself to die when the Allah allows you to live. Yes or no? So once again, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, watch this. Look carefully. Show it to you. Where is it? Let's read slow. Im yirtzeh lahachmir la'atzmo lehoreg rashoi, against the Rambam, you may. Im ha'akom mechaber laviru al das. What's the difference, Rabosai? There's so many different situations. Why should you only be able to volunteer here? Because here, Rabosai, if he has intention to be Ma'ar al Das, even though that's his intention, it's mutter to do the Avera in private, not a Shas Hashmad. But if you want to tank tough, I'm not giving in to you, Melech Russia, then you may be Machmor on yourself. Create a Kiddush Hashem. But someone who is not a situation of Ma'ar al Das, Hanos Atzma, for example, you may not give volunteer to give up your life. Why? What's the lumbness over here? So I saw it. Today we're going to spend time with the Sefer. Reb Shmuel Ruzovsky Shurim has a following fascinating possibility. He makes this comparison. Those who want to look it up later on, it's Simon Reish Tes. Love. Okay? He makes the following fascinating observation. Like this. There's no het to pikuach nevesh by Gilead Reis. Not a het. By Ones. Take a Ben Noach, for example. He spent a bunch of time in this, Michas Chinuch and others. The Ben Noach may not try to heal himself with Dvorah Masurim, against others who disagree. Whereas the Ben Noach is allowed to give in to a guy with a gun. So too, Rabosa, with respect to Yisrael, Lahanoas Atzmo, he, going with Lahanoas Atzmo, you're not required to give up your life, you're not allowed to give up your life. If he's Ma'ar al Das, you require your life because Kiddush Hashem. Shari Surim, the din would have been this, would have been that way. But Pikuach Nefesh wins. So Gilei Arayis, there's no Pikuach Nefesh. It's not Matir. Such as the case of Chola. and there's no quote heter of Benoach when you're doing it on your own. Therefore, it's also disrupting. That's what he writes. Then he quotes the following issues in question. The Ramban has a kasha against the Balamor, which we haven't discussed yet. In the case of Rav Kahana, the matriarch wanted to be mezana with him, and he threw himself off the roof. Wait a minute! The Balamor says, wait! The Balamor says it's exactly the case. She did it la'anos atzma, no principle, she just wanted her own physical pleasure. And yet, he jumped off the roof. According to the Balamor, should have given in. That's the Ramban's kash. Wow. So the first, only answer to the Chorah should be that he could have given in. He volunteered to jump off the roof. He volunteered. And apparently he hopes that you're permitted to volunteer to jump off the roof in such a circumstance. Even though the halacha does not require you to be killed, because I know it's hasbro going to the Balamor, but you, if you want, you can volunteer in such a situation. Says Reb Shmuel over here, not that the Balamor will hold, you always can volunteer. You can always, any avera, idchaza, or something like that. No, not every avera. Over here, Abosai, over here, what are we talking about? A case of Gilui Arayas, which fundamentally should always be what? What Rabbo said? Should always be Arabayav. Balamor is a Chiddush Nifla. Chiddush Nifla, Rabbo said. That we say in the Hanos Atzmo, we can be Mekil. So that's a different story. And what's it based upon? We had a few times in Mechasin, according to Machlokas, between the Parashas, the Rochim, and the Mishnah Melech, and the Marash Yafa. It's all based on what we spoke about a little bit last week. Yochel Chanani Mishor Vazayah Tamalomar Ach. It's a Medrash Rab. You're allowed to give up your life. Rabbi Osai, as Chanani Mishor Vazayah, even though they could have run away, maybe it wasn't even a real idol. We spoke about that last week. So here's, this is what the Marash Yafa says. Ve'en lahakshis. Homi b'chol navshlo nafka. Why are you quoting, Rabbi Osai? The what? The Chanan Mishav Azayim. Could go into the fire. Quote b'chol navshlo. Says the Marash Yafa. The Hosam be Yisrael. The Hocha b'ben Noach Ayri. Oh. That Yisrael can volunteer to give up his life. Okay, maybe it has to be b'chol nafshcha. We're talking about a goy, ben Noach. The pesukim is parshas Noach. Talking about b'nei Noach. Talking about goyim. Teach you that if he gives up his life, not to do avodah zara, he's not required to, right? Ben Noach kiddush Hashem. We saw this tomorrow. If he gives up his life anyway, he's not chayav mishum chovo biatzma. So Ben Noach is allowed to be machmal atzma. Even because of the Yeshiva Yisrael holds, it's awesome. This is what the Mishnah Melech writes in Parashas Zerach. As Chazar again, he says, a Jew may not volunteer to give up his life when he's not required to do so, but a goy may volunteer. What's the lumdus? By Jew, it's pikuach nevesh. You can't volunteer to go against pikuach nevesh. You won't go to hospital on Shabbos. You're suicide. By goy, there's no dinner pikuach nevesh at all. Therefore, he can volunteer. This is the opposite, he quotes, of the Marit. Mamash, a flip of the Marit. The Marit says, no, the opposite. Mamash, the opposite. What did the Marit say? That if Ben Noach, he may not volunteer. Never tzuba kiddush Hashem. But Yisrael may volunteer. Kaim kiddush Hashem. Whew. So if that's far as the Marit is correct, so why is it that the Marash Shabbos is exactly the reverse? So Rav Shmuel explains over here. Listen carefully. The Ramban says you cannot be a machmer in yourself because of pikuach nefesh. So it's like someone not going to go to the hospital on Shabbos. Chas v'sholem. Can't do that. By a Ben Noach, there's no pikuach nevesh. Just not, you're not required to give up your life. Be machmir yourself. Torah didn't demand that you give up your life. If you want it, you can. That's the alfus of ach, according to the Marash Yafa. Now we'll answer about say fascinating. The Ramban has a kasha against the Balamor. The very first line out of the Ramban's pen. Page Nun, bottom of the first column. If it's in the old print, I can't tell. It says Amra Kosim in bold letters. Don't you have Amra Kosim in bold letters? Yeshi Lahoshimi Master of Kahana, the Perakama the Kedushin. The Tabi Matronisa, Soga Igram, Apple Napshim Migul Ara. It was saved by a miracle. He jumped off the roof. Thanos Atzmo. That's the Ramban's first kasha against the Balamor, wanted to say Anos Atzmo works. Yeah. So what's the answer? What's the answer? Oh, listen carefully. The Balamor agrees, he's saying, that Gili Arayis, even Anos Atzman, there's no din of Dechia of Pikuach Nefesh. No. Doesn't apply to Big Three. Rak Mishum, then a Chayev Limser Navsho Yavor. You're not required to give your life since in Balamor in the case of Gilaraz Lahanos Atzmo. Uvichai Gavna Kuli Alma Modu, the Rashor Lahachmal Atzmo. It's a Pusik called the Marash Yafa. So why did Rabban ask? Didn't Rabban know this? Look what he says in Chiddush. Ramban lo hiksha elamer mishum da havi svilei b'das balamor. He misunderstood the balamor. The isur gili arayis nidche mipnei pikuach nefesh lanos atzmo. That's why he has the kasha from Amos Rabin. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? Because he hold according to the balamor, gili arayis is knocked out by pikuach nefesh and mefurish gemar faker. You have to give up your life rather than take medicines from the church. Oh. A little bit further. A little further. Oh. The Balamol agree. By Shah Mitzvah with the Dinah Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to be Machmal Atzmah. This is the answer to the Kasher Rabosai from Elisha Baal Kanafayim. And the Medrash of Yotzei Lisoko. Let's take a look in the Mukhe Yosef. Take a look in the Mukhe Yosef. He has his own teretz. It's on page Nun Beis. I saw this last week. It's time to chazal a little bit. Nun Beis, please look quickly. Or Yud Ches Amud Aleph if you have the old Gemaras. Read the Mukhe Yosef. He says like this. Left column. Mamash the last column in the Perek. V'chol heicha darminon yavah v'yahorig ein lo limsar atzma min l'misach tushit Hashem. It must arise a mischayim and avsha suicide. Al mu'adam gadol v'chosad yirei shemayim v'rol shadar parts b'kach v'asher l'kash Hashem v'nim so atzma filu amitzvah kala v'nishu yiru ha'om v'yilmdu l'yiru as Hashem v'lo avo b'chol lib b'chol libam. That's v'chanan b'shov azariya. They could have been down to sell it, wasn't even the avodah zara. Yeah. It was a medrash. Why again? V'sakel maltiyas b'ni l'intzoleh v'shadar taltiyas alulav. The most in Afrikish Hashem, the Fnimishu as Adim, the Vadilohoyo Mechuyama Mekach, Afil Beshasa Shmad, why? Kevish the Beyodom, Lahavir, Levatlam. That's the famous Mugyosif from before, we spoke about a few times. That the reason why you need not give up your life in Karka Olam, because you can make it do it anyway. But then when the Rabbah Meshah is a short Shrikh Lekach. So you can volunteer in these kinds of situations. Oh. So the question becomes, the Rambam and the Ramban don't necessarily agree with this Nakuda. What will the Rambam do with this? He's the Chiddush Nifla. That some Adam God of the Chosid. Rambam doesn't have anything about Adam God of the Chosid. Doesn't have that. There were those who claim that the Rambam disagrees with the whole Mahalach of Sheva Tasa Yochol Levatlo. That's Minchas Chinuch Torah again about Sheva Tasa, does he accept that cool of toys of Sheva Tasa? Does he not accept it? Does he accept either of the reasons for it? Yes or no? That's another prayer. The Lechemish's terrors. We can make the following different terrors. the Shas and Shmana for Hesya, there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh. Why? Kiddush Hashem. Except what? Svarav Sheva Al Taseh exempts you from the requirement to give up your life. But if there's no het of Pikuach Nefesh, you may give up your life. That's the Klal God in all these cases. If there's Pikuach Nefesh, you may not give up your life. If there isn't Pikuach Nefesh, you're not required to give up your life for some other reason, whatever it may be, Shevi Al Taseh, Hanos Atzmo, you fill in the blank. Then, Rabbi Osai, then, if there is a din of Pikuach Nefesh, you may not volunteer. If there's no Pikuach Nefesh, then you may volunteer. That's his assumption. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. The Ramban himself may agree that it's mutter to volunteer. How the Ramban Chazar again. Let me do what he says, something very interesting. This is now Os Reish Yud Ches. Quotes that Rabbi Chonah writes the Kovetz Arts. This Ramban, Chayev Lasos Masiv Yodayim Laragas Atzmo, Eli Nutzel Me'averim. They jumped off the roof. It's against a different story. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's not correct. Not correct. Not correct. Why? The Ramban agrees you're not required to kill yourself. Not required. What's the Shaila? May you kill yourself. No one says you're required to kill yourself. Rabbi Yonah writes, since you're not required to, it's also to kill yourself. And Rav Kana, Rav Tzadok, he said they some chmal anes. They expected a red carpet to come out and save them, jump off a roof, so they're going to be saved with some miracle. So Ben Yon. Ramban says, no, you're not required to kill yourself, but you may. You may. And Rav Kana, Rav Tzadok, Machwan themselves. Why may you? I repeat again. To give the Arias Lekha Din Dukhid Bikuach Nefesh. Fakert Chayalar Velolavar. Even though you're not required to kill yourself, but you can be Machmir. Once again, this the same theme repeats through its entire Shir. But again, when there's no Bikuach Nefesh, and for some technical reason, you're not required to either kill yourself, or Tanos Atzma, or Shev Al Ta, whatever it may be. No Pikuach Nefesh, you can volunteer. But this Pikuach Nefesh, you're not allowed to volunteer and die. Not at all. That's the whole Mahalach over here. It's fascinating. Fascinating. Oh. Now, Rabbi Osai, there's a very important Tosfos, which we didn't have a chance to see yet, and now it's time to see it. A Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, in the Masechet Yuma, on the Maariv HaKomos, we never got a chance to see the end of this Tosfos. Starts in the middle. Whoa, this is really long. Watch this. Till here we did. The Yom Tov. So for Rabbi Osai, from the Yom Tov to the end of Tosfos is not that long. Whoa. That's pretty long. Let's take it, okay? The Yom Tov. All with me? It's the last part of the Tosfos, Yom Pei Beis and Beis. The Kama Masechet Avodah Zarah, Pergei Bishmol, Daf Medalim Alaf, which you saw once before. I mean, never be honest the usher. If someone worshipped a cow, be honest under a gun, that cow is posel avod. The Mefarash comes down soon. Nachem Mishtach Avodah Behem. Did they? Uparach Ala Onus Hakmana Patre the Silanos Hasadavar. That's the Gemara. Frekt Tosfos. Umay Kusha. Hakra bekarka olam daftairi. Lanalo sasa does bekarka olam. The woman is just being attacked. Abel osa maise. Chayel him sasmo. Rabbi Osai, you do something, you have to give up your life. Umishtacha valavodazara osa masahu. They're asking you to bow down. The bekfafo nachum, if they have one, they took you and they threw you down in front. Lekal yukme, they can't love me the oven, didn't do anything. I'm not bowing down, they threw me down. If you're near to Mishtachav, you can't show him another Moslem if they have one, they ain't no. Remember we saw it last week? Guys, go tie your shoelace, pick up your money in front of the Avodah Zarah. It's not even that, they just threw you, the old. Timkain, Ain Khan Adam Osa Dava Shu Shalom. And I'm knocking my coffin come also in my house from back to the Avodah Zarah. They threw you down. Your Moses says, Bekach. That's Toys's Kasha. What's Pshat and Avodah Zarah? Daf Nun Dalit. Okay? You bring it right from Valanara, she's passive, because you're actively bound down to Avodah Zarah. There's no comparison. V'yei Shlom, okay, B'Rusha. Oh, Nes Rachmon, a Patre. Look carefully, please. Mimisa. The came in the Patre, Mimisa's Bezdin. Afal gav the Mechayel Nim Saratzmo. Lo Choshiv Neva, Leyoser Machavodah. If I'm not going to be punished at Avodah, it's not called an Avodah to ask of the cow. Vishapri Yolef, may I crow, depotem imisa ba'ones, afila b'yosa maise. If I shoot a guy with a gun, they told me, I'll kill you, otherwise I'm potter from onesh. Afka the narrow law of the midi. Iskish by crow, narrow maros, and the rotseach. Maroteach arava yaver, vasiyas maase, af narrow yarava aboel, o tehoreg he, Basias Maisa, with the category of Osai of Yehoreg Vial Yavor, Uva Hai Krok Omar Vlanara, Shebasias Maisa Verbi the Yevon Machazonis, Losasa Dava, whoa, Rabosai, Chidish Nifla Venoira, that the Pshad and Posk of Lanara says Dava, she does something sinful, which she's not supposed to do. Maybe I have a lot of things of this nature. Because you're telling me that what? You're telling me in the case of Karka Olam, Losasa Dover, Pshita, she did a mitzvah. She's required to submit to the guy. She's not allowed to volunteer according to many posts. So what do you mean Losasa Dover? Who are Dimishtach of Avodah Zarah, Kadesh Yargu, Ikalimelafinay, the poacher of the Yevon, Afilo Vasios Meisen. Exactly the case. It's Svei Dinim according to Tosis. One then it permits you, and the Vilonaris is a Dover, is we are not permitted. Permitted Pshita, I'm not going to punish her. She did something wrong. She should have given up her life. She didn't have the guts to do so. Lanara lo sasa dova. Wow. That's the chiddush of the Tosfos. Oh. The Kosav Rabbi Zeira, it's an Avodah Zarah. Kevon de b'dieved mifter ha'oved lo mitzvah neva b'avodah. Whenever the person who does the Avera, that bows down, will not be killed, the behemoth has not become posel avodah. That's the equation of Tosfos of the Gemara. Afal pi shelo bonus misa hayachayv labai after lo kibla baloa. The rabbi kibla baloa shtav befersh and kavos alos. Not in you right now. Have the same people do b'shav. She repeat befersh over the shem alos. Believe the avim shvash shemay. Fine. For rabbi mahadale the rabbi zera the choshev shaper nevad after the potem misa. The machloikas rabbi rab zera, a person supposed to give up his life. He lacks the courage and he bows down to Avodah Zarah under the gun. You're not Chayav Misa. Would I make the animal to a Nevad? So Machlok is Rav and Rav Zera. So far, so good, Rabbi. You with me so far? Just reading the Tosfos that you're supposed to have seen by now. Oh, dear Shlomo. Now we come to the last, what? Mamish, three lines. Oh, dear Shlomo. I want to read it to you, not just from the screen, but for real. Safer as well. Oh, dear Shlomo. Can pay base in the base. Oh, dear Shlomo. The mashmalay, linyan misas bezin, the ain chiluk ben oven maise, the low oven maise. What's he saying? With respect to misas bezin, it's double or nothing. Either you always have a chayav misa or never. So Isha Baratsum Chayevis Afal Gav Tabi Karka Olam. normally a woman who participates in an act of arayas, even though she's passive, then is she is in violation. Ukshapotar hosam ones mi misas bezin kidichsiv lanaros hasadavar lo shnavin maiser lo shnavin lo avin maiser. Lanaros hasadavar is referring to punishment. When it comes to punishment, Rabosai, there's no distinction between active and passive. I repeat, when it comes to punishment, no distinction between active and passive. This is another teretz, Tosus Kash. Now, after we see that, let's see how does it answer Tosus Kash. What was Tosus Kash? Chazer again. Kash is in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Dalet. It says, "Onus Rachmana Patre." What do you mean? Posto about Karka Olam. Tosus first teretz is no. Since it's Pata Mi Misa again. If it's Pata Mi Misa, even though you're supposed to give up your life, it's not called Nevat. Even if you did a Maisa, it doesn't matter. Oh, dear Shloma, the last teretz again. The Mashmalei, the Yemisis Bezdin, Ein Chiluk, Bein Ovin Maisa, Lovin Maisa. It's all the same thing. To'isha Beratz L'chayevas, Mishis Kak Olam. And when the Torah, and she's Pata Mi Misa Bezdin, Sasadova, doesn't matter if she did a Maisa or she did not do a Maisa. If it was the terrace, do you have any links to Tosfos? No. Good. Hold on. This is a Gemara. Oh, Kiveger. Watch this. Watch what happens over here. Those are chisi lehavan devrei makadosh. I don't understand. Kiveger didn't understand Tosfos. Can you imagine? Kiveger didn't understand Tosfos. What are we going to say? Kiveger didn't understand. Why? The mabekach to the din misa ain chiluk. Tosfos becomes a misa. No difference between what? Between passive and active. Mikomakom mikoch lo avda maisa. Since she did nothing, hadin the muteres. V'tava v'lo tehore. So im osla beheter uvashuz bezin pshita denachayavis misa. She did beheter. But v'iyu him tehore v'al yavar yesh lomar diem over chayavisa. Rabosai, the case of Masechet Avodah Zarah, right? There we can still say a chayav Yechayev Misa, and therefore it should be Prab of Nevat. Vemes Gambedi Do Ilu Haya Adin Detero Valtava Hoysa Chayevas Misa Aflo of the Misa Avotam Ptur Di Do Came in the Kain Adin Detero Valtiorek Mosa Behetem Hashem Yorena. Can you imagine if Kiveyas didn't send Tosfos? Wow, this is tough stuff. Kiveger's cash. Pashas, we can answer. That lo shavad maisa means if the Nara did a maisa, she brought the man on her. And then it's lo muteris. She's not allowed to do that. And therefore, we can derive the man's situation from the woman's situation. Again, it's important to see if Tosfos one more time. Keep one more time, see if we can figure it out. Quotes like this: "Never be honest is awesome. zu nachher. Fragt die Gemara, ich want a patra. Now says the Dover. What's the Gemara's kasha? The pasuk is talking about a girl's karkola, also maisa. So you chayav, you have to give up your life, and you don't have avodah zarah. Okay, but don't have avodah zarah. The old, the imkain ain't kind of other most of the yeah. Why you call that now as Sasadava? The pasuk is talking about karka olam. So he's saying no. Two terutz. The Yesh Lomar and the Od Yesh Lomar. What's Yesh Lomar? Ono Shachmana Pacha Mimisa, even though you're required to give up your life, it's not considered to be a nevad. Because there's no punishment. Even though I did a maisa. I now didn't do a maisa. It's a hekesh. A hekesh. And then you did a maisa, Rabosai. Your potter. And Rabbi Zeira says it's your potter. No, did of nevad. And Rabbi says, no. No. Nevad. Even though you put them in Misa. That's teretz number one. Odeh Shlomar, again, the mashmale, the Indian Misa's bezdin, ain't chiluk ben oven maisa and lo oven maisa. Again, what the Gemara's kasha was. Gemara's a kasha like this. What's the Gemara's kasha? How can it be never? What do you mean? Rachmana Pacha says you're passive, here you're active. What are the answer? Mises Bezdin, no difference between active and passive. With respect to Mises Bezdin, because the Isha is Baras and Chayeves, even though she's passive, and when the partner from Mises Bezdin, well, now has a davar, no difference between did a maestro and not do a maestro. What do you mean, no difference? In one case, it's usur. In one case, it's mutter. What's he talking about? How can you compare one to the other? Again. I don't understand. Mabakach has to let the Misa in Chiluk. Mikoach lo avda maisa adin de muteres v'tav lo teorek in Masa beheter, which is bezin, pshitan achay Misa. Why are we comparing these two cases? Yes, it may be. No. She too is Teharag V'Altava. She too, she has to bring the man on herself, is Teharag V'Altava, and she's still Petura. So, okay, it's Petura, even though she actually did a Maaseh, she would still be put. But this is very tricky. Is that really true? So remember, the whole Gemara, we saw the Gemara last time, it was in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Dal, we saw it last week. We never saw the Ritva on that Gemara. Let's see right now. Watch this. What's the case of Lanar Lo Sasadam? Maskel Rav Zeira, Ona Shachmana Patre, Lanar Lo Sasadam. Say, what do you mean? It's a Harag of Yavar. What's it? He's buying out to a cow. That's Avodah Zarah. Harag of Yavar. What's going on over here? Hanochen Bazeh. Afal Gav, the Babo Razor, the Ras, the Chatkil Yor Vayava, we call him Ova Velo Nerad, Potim is his best, as the Rambam said. Fine. Who will own us? Rambam quotes that to us. Fine. Watch this. Vahayla de Masi Raim, and Analo Sasa Dover, they crawl the Potim is his best, Nasa. Ustamu, Afilu Bamokam, Shahoyolo Shatehorek Lotab, could go? She omulash tad be kennel the atzma, the lav karak olam he. Teorg of Yaltava, Agisa, Teorg Valtava, if she's active participant. Oh, so writes the Witwa. A. A. Not only that. Watch this. It's Kaka Olam. You don't need to post the partner from punishment. Pshita da filo the chatchilo tab of al teyorek. Vilo osas again. Mischayeves benavshahi. She's not allowed to volunteer. Rabosa. She's Kaka Olam. She may not volunteer. She volunteers to be killed. It's considered to be suicide. It's against the Balamor. But I said before, Pshat and Balamor, whenever there's no head of Pikuach Nefesh, which here there isn't, because it's big three, she'd be permitted to volunteer. Ritva says no. It's Machlokas Ritva and the Balamor. So it would appear. Two more points on both sides of the Sugya. Tosafot over here says a funny, interesting lashon. Ayin dalet amud beis. Everyone say, please turn to Ayin dalet amud beis. The big Tosafot. Been here so many times. Ayin dalet amud beis. It's the eighth or ninth wide line. Quote Yavamis. Ever see Yavamis after Gimel? See it there? Amarava. Ein ones the erva. Shankisha el das. Dim omalo she yargeu. O yaniach she viviu ala erva. Viodea. It's key word. Shim yaviu yav shalay is kasha. Lomatsina le memar. Beloved Maisa. Da kishi choshe Maisa. Adkan. Rabosei, I have a question. What if he's not sure? He knows himself. He knows he's a healthy male, and a healthy male has a certain reflex action in such circumstances. But the other is a tzaddik. He's going to try his best to avoid. There should not be any kishur. He doesn't know. So, Rabosei, if you look on the sugya Masechta Yevamos, that's the Gemara on Afternoon Gimel. See the Gemara itself. The Mishnah says, "Haboy Yevimto ben Shogeg ben Mezid ben Onus ben Ratzon." Okay, Kona. Frek the Gemara. What's the case? Honest to Mastis Nechidami. Ilema Kshansu of the Gachavim Uba Leha. Omarova ain't honest erva. Shankisha Ladas. You can't call that an honest. Can't. It's not called an honest. What does Tosafot say over there? The contradictory inferences in Tosafot. Watch. Give a look. Watch this. Ein leforesh b'ayman olav lahargo. Oh! Say the case of Yevamos, the Mishnah will kill you if you don't do beer with this woman. In Cain, afilu yesh kishur shelo ladas, tepigle, da gili arayis yehor v'al yavar. El ayrik shav gachov v'mad bikinos v'al erb, v'yevshur lo li shamet, lo yedesh yehorik, v'kabar ova, the Yesh Limsur Atzmal Lehorek. Watch this. Im Yodea She'i Evshalo Im Lo Yizkasha. He knows for a fact he can have the Kishur. And Kishur Ladas. Choshko Samais. Avalim Yesh Kishur Ladas. Oshem Muksha already. Here now. Oshi Odea Shalo Yiskasha. You know for a fact, you're a tzaddik, you're not having a kishui, and Chayav Limser Atzmo doesn't know any maisa. Wait a second. So when Rabos is Stira, when do we say he doesn't have to give up his life? When he knows for a fact, Lo Yiskasha. When must he give up his life? When? When? Im Yodea, he knows for a fact, he will be Yiskasha. What if he doesn't know? He's not sure which one. He doesn't know which way. He doesn't know. On both sides, I would say the average person doesn't know. You know what kind of tzaddik he is. He just doesn't know what's going to happen. So the Rashash says, watch, he says, points out, if you're there, Shev Shalom, or Shev Shalom discussion, Diyukayu Sasri Hadodi. What if you don't know? It could contradict the inferences. V'diyuk loshen rishon ikar the klal of yodenu suffik nefashas lahakel. The Rashash is a contradictory inferences. What if you're not sure to be kishi or not? Must you give up your life? The Rashash, no. Why not? Suffik nefashas lahakel. Is that true? Is that really true? Not so posh that it's true. Why isn't it posh that it's true? Shachin yoredei. Watch this, Rashoi. Right? The Mechaba Paskin says you're allowed to give up your life if you don't have to. We saw that before in certain limited cases. Vabach Pazal Garamba, the Komisha Dino Lava Vala Yehorah Venera Vala Ovar Avaiza Biskai Vanasha. And the Beis Yosef, the Ramban, the Ran, Agososhi. Agos Mesupuk. In the Supuk, the Beis Agososhi. He's not sure if he can volunteer. Kosa Mechuma Sadeshin. Hayanira the plukta the rabvasa as lina and the kula beisha sakonis the fashis suffering the fashis the hakel. Sounds like you would say at first glance. Om nami shloma hacha tlin kiddush Hashem shlokpida hatorah al ibun the fashis mi Israel lo yafina lo mishas sveikis the less of mishum kiddush Hashem. What's going on? Maybe we shouldn't apply the principle of suffering the fashas lahakel by the big three, because the whole reason suffering the fashas lahakel because the Torah was values of Jewish life, but over here not necessarily. Does not necessarily value the Jewish life. Maybe it values the big three more. So therefore, Rabosai, therefore, in the case where he's not showing me miskasha and not miskasha, you want to err on the side of caution, not to do the avera. But you get killed. After all, we said before, according to many poskim, that you're allowed to be machmir on yourself because there's no pikuach nefesh when it comes to the big three. There's certainly no pikuach nefesh proper. You're not required to give up your life, even without pikuach nefesh, as we said before. So therefore, maybe you should be machmir on yourself for chatchila. Now, Rabosai, the Gemara has mefurish on the Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Sheva Mitzvah Nistav Bnei Noach, the last few lines. V'misa Rabosai, if there would be chayav to give up your life, tam ne'avion, there are 8 mitzvahs. So the Gemara, no. Inu v'cholav is right. Okay, so maybe the Bnei Noach is mitzvah v'kiddush Hashem. Why the 7 and not 8? Because the associate mitzvahs, they're all included in part of the 7. Says the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, watch this, Mitzvah to say tes the Kaddish Hashem the Dashim is open in Yisrael, and he wants us to deny God. Nimsra tzmeinu lemisa. Blonat eyu lachsha shekafarnu. Ava pisha vodiba beinu maminu bo yisal. You just even can pay lip service. That's Kiddush Hashem. Chanan mishov azayah. He calls psukim. Oh. Watch this. Look carefully. How does he know it's one of the 613? Watch. Uve Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Amru Ben Noach Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem Ono Toshma Sheva mitzvahs is tava b'nei noach v'yimatomet ken timnai le'eit. Hine kvon is barlecha. She bichlal mispar ha-mitzvahs shem chova li'yisrael. It is counts as one of the 613. V'nikdashi himself b'nei yisrael. Only by a goy it's not. By a goy, only seven. You bichlal mizrael. By the Jew, it's one of the 613. Our last point for today's shiur is to see a very sad story. Very sad story. In the Beis Yosef, which is on the Makaris. Watch this. Also, you may have heard of the situations in which the people kill themselves, even kill their children, not to let them bow down to Avodah Zarah. It's a scary story over here. Oh, watch this. Watch this over here. Look carefully. This is called the Bedek HaBayis. The end, Rabbi Yosef wrote Yosef Karev to finish Beis Yosef, and he wrote at the end, he puts called Bedek HaBayis. Kosev Baruch Haschaim, the gracious rabbi, Dorah, the Acha is Dinucham and Ashel Sechem Edrosh, Asura Lechonik Esnafshel, Yochol Afil Kachanan Shabazaria, Tamalomar, Ach Pirish, Shabashas Ashmad, Yochol Limser Atzmo, the Misa Vodagas Atzmo, even kill yourself, suicide, Imu Yore Shal Yuchal Avin Isayan, you're afraid. If I won't kill myself, then they tell me, bow down to an oil, I'm going to be bound out to an oil. You're allowed to kill yourself. Pill they ploy. V'chein yochol afil k'shol ben kish, shim yorish shem yasa lo yisurim koshim, yochol limsa atzal amisa, tal lama ach. U'mikad mevi en raya, ha-shochtim ha-tinokus b'shas ha-shmat. When the little babies, and if they knew if they take them baptized, then they'd spend their whole life in the church, they kill them. V'yesh osrim, ובפורש המחת המלוא מאח שאינו יוכל להרג עצמו. Can't kill yourself. וחנן משוב הזר שמוסו עצמם ביד אחרים אבל הם לא פוגלו בעצמו. I show בן קיש שלא ברצון חכם ומוסו. We always thought that Shaul was a tzaddik and he plunged himself on the sword to prevent being desecrated by the Plishtim. No? Maybe Shaul did what he shouldn't have done. All it means is, as a drasha, ach means you're not going to be chayav misa b'dei shamayim if you kill yourself in Shaul's circumstances. But maybe you're not going to do it anyway. Either they'll torture you, they'll defile the disgrace. It doesn't matter. Did I tell you my story about the last week about the Lebanon war? I mentioned the story, right? Yeah, that's exactly this case. Rabbi Shechter Shlita was afraid to rely upon this ach kishov. Now, in a good reason. ומייסה ברעבכת ששוחה תינוקוס הרבה משעת השמד שיורי שיעבירו מלדס. I'm going to baptize them, take them to the church and be spend all of his Christians. והאימו רעבכת וכעס עליו וקרוא רוצח. You're a murderer. What rabbi called the right? He's killing Jewish children. You're a murderer. ולא חוש לדברו. Didn't care. Kept slaughtering Jewish children. ואומר הרב המונה. Im kidvarai, if I'm right, yehoreg also rav and misa mishuna. Give him a curse. If he is wrong by slaughtering Jewish children to save them from going to the church, let him die an unnatural and terrible death. Look at that. V'kachoya shetfasu goyim, the goyim caught him. They poshed in oro, they flayed his skin. But nosed and chol ben oral abasa. Can you imagine his torture? He put sand between his skin and the flesh of his body. V'chakach nisbat lo hagzeira. The gzeira to force baptism was canceled. Lo shachar osam. If this guy, this rabbi, didn't shech them, efshe shem nitzol him for yehogim osam. Mashiach Rabbi Shechter was so careful that if he wants to take a poison pill, should only the last second when you know they're about to grab you, there's no one can save you, no tzal, no one's going to save you, then in the Shas Tzachaki, that's for this reason, because they killed themselves too early. You know about Matzada and all kinds of, everyone knows these famous heroic stories. Not so pushy. Because maybe you can be saved. Either if they're going to kill you, they'll change their mind, something's going to happen. Adkan. We now can say we finished the sugya of Baruch Hashem Besad and Nishmaya. I'm going to give an introduction tomorrow. You ready for new Ma'amakomis? I already gave the Ma'amakomis unofficially, which is that the individual should just continue the sugya. I involve him in Beit. Anyone started yet? Who raise your hand if you started it? No, two guys started. Okay, so start it tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow. I involve him in Beit. Starts a new Mishnah. We read the Mishnah together. Ve'elhen ha'nerogin. Right, you know how it goes, Rabbi Osai. There were four mitzvahs. You should get a general picture of Masechta Sanhedrin. Yeah, a picture. You only learn a few blot here and there, lose a picture of it. The sixth perek is called Nigmar Hadin. And it goes into the details, Rabbi Osai, of how Skila takes place. The whole perek is all about how Skila takes place. Oh, a little gory. But okay, you have to know how Skila takes place. One Mishnah after the other Mishnah, and the Gemara comments on these Mishnahs, and the comments lead to other comments, all about how Skila takes place. Okay, fine. And as a matter of fact, the next paragraph, Kesem, starts Arba Mitzvahs Bezin. Right? Tells you the four Mitzvahs Bezin. What are they? Skila, Srefa, Hereg, and Chenek. Everyone knows that. A whole discussion, which is Mochamer. Again, we can't go into all the details now. Fine. We had a whole perek, how you do Skila. Mishnah Bay says, how you do Srefa. Tells you how to do it. Okay? Mitzvah Nun Beis tells you, how do you do Herek? The next one is, how you do Chenek? Good. We took care of how you do all the gory Mises of Bez. Starting on page Nun Gil and Alva tells you, a list, who are the Niskalim? So the game was a whole list of who are the Niskalim. Okay. Who are the Niskalim? That's sugya of this. Who are the Niskalim? So that goes, Rabbi Osai, from Nun Gimel all the way to Ayin Hey. I mean, with various, you know, explanations and digressions. Now enough Ayin Hey and Aleph, Elohim and Nisrafim. Gives you a list in the Mishnah. Got a long list of Niskalim on Nun Gimel. A short list of the Srafim on Ayin Hey, which we're not going to learn on Sugya because it's mostly Drushes. Now we come, Eilein HaNeherogin, the Mishnah of Ayin Vavim and Beis. So it's interesting, the names of the Prokim. You have Abba Mises, which just tells you what the four Mises are. End of that Perek is a Mishnah of who the Niskalim are. Right? Then it's Ben Soramar, is all the continuation of that. Then the Perek called Eilein HaNeherogin. Then Eilein HaNeherogin on Ayin Vavim and Beis. And the following parak, you can guess what's going to be called. You got it. It's called, starting from Pei Dalam and Beis, HaNechdokim, fourth and final. You can see it's a pattern over here. So the two prokim which are named that way, Elan Nisrafim, Elan Nechdokim, that's number two and number four. But Elan Niskalim was found in parak Nigmar Adin, and Elohim HaNeherogim is what we're learning right now. Enough ayin vav. I'm in Beis in the middle of the perek. Let's go. So what's the list? Harotzeach. Okay. Harotzeach. Mashir nidachas. Now we're going to learn some of the laws of Harotzeach. Rabbi Osai, you think that we're going to spend time about murderers? We care about murderers? The answer is yes. How we deal with murderers depends. Will determine how we deal with people on Shabbos. I kid you not, Rabbi Osai. The sugya is going to be halacha lemaisa nichos Shabbos. You want to talk about murderers? You don't understand how it's going to be. Be patient. You will see it as if you be patient and wait and focus on the sugars of Gemara. You'll see how these sugars can impact tremendously on the Hilchos Shabbos. Rotzeach shehikas reyo be'evan or be'barzel. You hit him with a stone or with a piece of metal. The kovash olav l'toch hamayim. What does that mean? Rashi. Pure mir belaz. Lilchos. Right on the side, just to hold on with pressure. Oches rosho shachaveru v'tokfu b'mayim kadesh lo yuchal arim rosho v'ninah umes. The guy's under the water. you put your hand there, you can't get his head up, and he dies. That's called, we'll see, mitzamtzim. On the tofu, or you keep him there in the fire, you can't get out, and you chalal as mishamu meis chayev. Doch vula socha mai, you threw him into the water. Ola tocha or v'yochol alos misham umeis potter. So here's an amazing thing: if you, all you did was kovesh and he couldn't get out, you're chayev. If you did so much more than kovesh, you didn't just hold it; you threw him there. You could have got out, your potter. Two extremes. Shisa boas akelav, shisa boas ha nocha. She sicked a murderous dog or snake on him. Gira, Rashi says, you stick him on him. What's the din in that kind of a case? Potter. Why? I didn't kill him. The dog killed him. The snake killed him. Hishich boas hanachash. I take the snake and I take its teeth and go right into your skin. Yehuda mechayv hacham and potrin. Rashi. Hishich she'ochaz es hanachash biyodah v'holicho v'igiyah shinei hanachash biyodah shechaveh. And I'll explain the machlokes with the team, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban on Rabbi Osai. We'll stop here. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll start the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, and many, many fascinating sugyos which relate to so many different things. Each time.